The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
And we are into Friday now because the game was super late. Arizona unfortunately lost to Washington State tonight at McHale by 3 points. And that was what happened last time. The final score was 77-74. It was a long night. And before we begin, we're going to do a message from our sponsor. Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle, what we can do and where we can go, like catching a big game at the McHale Center. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. So, thank you to Andre and Emily. Andre was at the game tonight. He's usually our lucky charm. Unfortunately, it didn't work like we had planned or had hoped. Well, just to begin, what do you think was the difference in the game tonight?
It just, once again, was a game that came down to little plays. Like, it wasn't like Washington State completely outplayed Arizona. Arizona actually shot the ball better, 45% of the field, Washington 42%. But, you know, I mean, Arizona went 17 of 27 at the free throw line, and Washington State was 19 of 24, and Arizona had two more turnovers, and Washington State had five more points off turnovers, and both teams had 11 offensive rebounds, but Washington State had 14 second chance points compared to nine for Arizona. So, I mean, it was just a situation where, you know, Arizona couldn't get over that hump, and every time it needed a stop, it couldn't do it. And it was just little things, you know, the Caleb Love dribbling the ball off his leg on a breakaway, which I don't think he's done all year. Keyshawn Johnson, who's a veteran, you know, older player, fouling a guy on a three in the corner when there was just no need to do that whatsoever. You know, there's multiple things that you could just point to in this game. Overall, you know, you take a look and kind of go through it, and had I told you that Miles Rice would have scored 5 points on 2 of 12 shooting with 4 turnovers, you would have thought that Arizona blew Washington State out. But for whatever reason, you know, Arizona didn't defend Jalen Wells well at all. 6 threes, 27 points. Isaac Jones is a matchup nightmare, which I had said kind of in the pregame, and he had 16. And then you get 12 out of guys like Chinleyu, 8 out of Huinsu, who's not even a good player, to be honest. And Washington State has 20 points off the bench, and Arizona has 5. And the bench have been playing well. Played well against ASU, but you know, Jaden Bradley didn't play well. We'll get to that in a minute. KJ Lewis continues to foul way too much. Krivas was awful. And when the bench doesn't play well and your guards don't play well, it becomes harder to win. And Washington State is too good of a team. That is a legitimately good team, as we said in the preview. And when you face a legitimately good team and you don't play well enough in certain areas, you're more often than not going to lose the game.
Yeah, I said that when we were watching the game. We had a guest over watching, Erica. Shout out to Erica. We had fun, mostly screaming at the TV. But I even said this feels like, you know, when they say in football is a game of inches, and it just feels like Washington State, and I even tweeted, who wants this more? It just felt like they felt, or they knew there was blood in the water, you know, they were, you know, getting most things that they wanted. The matchup didn't go in Arizona's favor a lot of times, and there was just like weird little ticky-tack mistakes. It was just frustrating, and it's just like always to lose twice in a row, not always, by 3 points is just so frustrating, because it's always like what Arizona didn't do and then what Washington continued to do well is the story of that whole matchup, I guess. When Arizona doesn't get anything, out of the point guard position, how can this team win?
They can't most times. You know, I think that was probably the most disappointing aspect is, you know, people are about like Bench Boswell and this and that, and I completely get it. I thought he was terrible tonight. There's no way around it. 2 for 8 shooting, 6 points, only 2 assists. He did put up more of a fight than he did in the first meeting with Washington State. That's true. But the issue is that when Boswell doesn't play well, you need Bradley to play well. And when they're both playing well, Arizona is very, very difficult to beat. When they're both playing poorly, they're just not. I mean, your point guards combined to go 8 points on 3 of 11 shooting with 4 assists and 2 turnovers. It's not good enough. It's just not. And Bradley wasn't the answer. Boswell wasn't the answer. You can't really put Caleb Love at the point. He's just not a point guard. And so Arizona, and this goes without saying probably for most teams, but Arizona just is not a good team or a good enough team to beat good teams without good point guard play.
Right.
And you know, there's other teams that could probably get through it. And, you know, if you're good enough in certain situations, you have a game manager and all that. But Arizona doesn't call for its point guard to be a game manager. The point guard is an important position in Tommy Lloyd's offense. And they got nothing. I mean, they just got nothing out of it. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't like Miles Rice was good. So when you take a look and you're like, well, Miles Rice has 5 points. And then you realize that Arizona's point guard still didn't play better than that. It hurts. And I mean, you really just needed an average game from Boswell and Bradley and you probably win. And so to me, this was a major step back from Boswell, who I thought had turned the corner and gone back to playing well. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that on Saturday, he'll probably play well because he plays well against mediocre teams, but he's going to need to show up. I've said this before, Arizona will only go as far as Boswell takes them. And that's not saying that Boswell needs to score 30. He just can't play as poorly as he did tonight. And if he does, Bradley better be there to step up. And he wasn't tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anybody that you thought played well on Arizona?
I guess according to Michael Luke, people are hard on Caleb Love.
Come on.
I don't get that. Yes, he slipped. I mean, that's not his fault. But look, this is one of those Caleb Love experiences. He put up, you know, in my opinion, I thought his worst play of the game actually wasn't a miss or anything like that. He should have been able to see Umar in the middle. I thought the lob game was very disappointing. Umar had a lot of close shots, played very well tonight. Very well. Yeah. And we'll get to that in a second, too. Much better than he did in the first meeting. And Washington State's defense is based around taking stuff away in the paint and near the basket. He probably should have seen Umar on that play. It's probably not as easy as I make it out to be. He was Caleb Love had 27 points and was 8 of 20 from the field. It's really not awful. I mean, 40% isn't awful. I thought he shot too many threes, but he got to the line. He doesn't turn the ball over. He was perfectly fine. The only other guy on the team that I thought played well was Umar. You know, look, he's not going to hit free throws. That's just it. That's who he is. He's a 50% free throw shooter, but 16 points and 11 boards. You know, Chinlehu is I actually don't know why he doesn't play more. He played 28 minutes tonight, 12 and 11. He's very good. Clough, they didn't get anything from. You know, Umar put Clough in foul trouble, but I thought, especially when you compare it to the first game, that, you know, Umar's now at 6 double-doubles in a row.
Right. That's pretty impressive.
You know, and so it's a big deal for him. And I thought those two guys were literally the only two guys that I would make an argument for playing well tonight. I don't think anyone else played well at all, to be honest, to be blunt.
Nope. I totally agree. I mean, if you looked at the teams on the court tonight, clearly Washington State wanted it more. Like most of the game, you could see it. Now, Caleb Love tries to put up a really good effort. Umar was out there. But Arizona not even executing fundamentals is what bothers me. Like, there's no excuse for some of the basketball IQ going on, you know, throwing the ball around willy-nilly, like trying to like throw the ball to Umar with four dudes around him. Like, that makes absolutely no sense. And I mean, looking at coaching, you know, there's some coaching adjustments that just are continuously kind of baffling to me. Like when Tommy just doesn't make adjustments. And I mean, I know everybody wants Kylan to sit down like maybe a lot more, and maybe that needs to happen. But when you don't have anybody else to play for him who's producing anything, that's a problem. How much of this do you think is effort related?
Yeah, there's some people, the only reason I even brought this up is because there's some people on Twitter and the message boards who said that Washington State played harder. I disagree with that significantly. I think Arizona's, the effort was there. I think, and this happens in football too, everyone, you know, there's people, not everyone, but there's people say like, oh, Arizona or this team quit. I think people need to be able to differentiate between one team playing really well and then you assuming that things aren't happening because of effort. Like, things aren't happening because the other team is good too. Like, this was a very even game. Both teams...
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Made 26 shots. Washington State made one more three, two more free throws, two less turnovers. Rebounds was 39-38. Both had 11 offensive rebounds. Both had pretty much the same points in the paint. Fast break points. There's like a one differential in like every single stat, basically.
Right.
Like, this was a very, very even game. That's not an effort thing. Did Arizona, and I think that sometimes people confuse mental mistakes with effort also. The only play that pissed me off from an effort was when Keyshawn sprinted down the court and blocked the dunk. And no one was there.
Yep, nobody was there.
That is ridiculous. No one running that down is ridiculous. But I the effort overall, I thought, was there. Guys were still diving on the floor. Arizona went to a press a bit, you know, and to try to take the ball out of Miles Rice's hands. You know, Pella didn't play well, but defensively, I thought he worked his butt off.
Yeah. I mean, again, this was a matchup thing. And you said this in the preview game or preview podcast before the game that we had. Sorry, guys, it's late. Words are jumbling together. But this was a nightmare matchup for Arizona, and it will always, you know, this season be a nightmare matchup for Arizona. There's a chance that these two teams could play again, maybe in the championship game in Vegas that you'll be at, right?
Yeah. College basketball has always been matchup related. It's why I always say, like, look, we could freak out about this loss tonight. And Arizona fans... generally, it's actually pretty split. Most are, you know, probably half are calm, half are end of the world. A singular game has no basis. It helps seeding and all that. But what I'm saying is you can't be like, Arizona lost to Washington State on February 22nd. And because of that, they're not making the Sweet 16. Like, that's just not how it works. No. It's all matchup based. It's always been matchup based. Was Princeton a bad matchup for Arizona? No, they probably should have won that game, right? Was Houston a bad matchup for Arizona? Awful matchup for Arizona, right? And you look up, and even Purdue versus Fairleigh Dickinson, you say, well, what's the team that's going to beat Purdue? Well, they're going to be fast and athletic. Sure, Fairleigh Dickinson was a 16 seed, but they were fast and athletic, right? And you could go down the line and say, like, which team is a bad matchup for X, Y, and Z, right? And, like, it's a situation like, you know, what's a bad matchup for UConn? Well, if Creighton is a team, are they as good as UConn? No, but Creighton hit threes.
And they were on that night better. Right?
And they were on that night. That's the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament isn't, oh, Arizona lost to Wash against State on February 22nd. They're going to lose in the first round. It just doesn't work like that.
I mean, it does feel like that right now.
It always feels like that after a loss. It does. And it's not just Arizona. Kentucky lost the other day. In the
UConn.
The Kentucky board was a shit show. And I tweeted that Arizona's probably a one seed still. And people are like, that's not how a one seed plays. You're right. It's not how a one seed plays. But that's not what the basis of this.
Right. Look at their whole record, right? Guys.
And fans are narrow-minded, and it's not an insult. They're all fans of every single school are narrow-minded. Shelby gets so pissed at me because I'm not. I look at big picture with everything.
Whatever.
Right? So you look at this game, for instance, and people are like I had another writer, BJ Raines, my guy. Love BJ. Oh, that sounded horrible. But I do.
Whoa, Jason. This is a family show. Is it?
Oh, God. But like, he's like, well, I don't think Arizona's a one seed. And I get it. But then it's like, look at the big picture. Who has the second most quad wins or the fourth most quad wins in the entire nation? It's Arizona. Fourth most, right? And Arizona has one bad loss. This is not a bad loss. Losing at Stanford is a medium loss, right? The loss to Oregon State is a bad loss.
Dog shit.
100%. Losing to a good Washington State team that's probably in line for like a five seed right now by 3 points, it's not a bad metric loss at all. And the committee, during the bracket show, if you remember, and I think I said this the other day, that Jay Wright tried to create a controversy and Gary Parrish tried to create a controversy and how did Arizona sneak in there? And they were like, no, Arizona didn't sneak in there.
First of all, Jay Wright is so hot. He can do whatever he wants.
Right. And then, like, Gary Parrish, who I respect, CBS, is like, oh, Marquette deserves to be a one seed. And then they lose to UConn by 700 points, right? It's like, now, if Arizona loses another game in the regular season, is it a one seed? No. It's going to drop out. But if it runs the table, and I don't care about conference tournament, I'll get to that in a second. If it runs the table in the regular season, meaning it beats Oregon at home, it goes on the road, beats ASU, it goes on the road and beats the LA schools, it's a one seed. It is. It just is.
I'm nervous about that UCLA game.
Right? I am too. Now, if Arizona loses to UCLA, does it drop to a two? Sure. Do we give a shit? Like, seriously, this is what we're arguing. Like, one or
as long as it's a two in the West.
It's Arizona is guaranteed. I'm saying it right now. Barring a complete effing collapse here in the next four games, five games, whatever it is, Arizona's in Salt Lake City. You can buy your ticket. Because they're going to be a top four seed. So we're splitting hairs between a one seed and a two seed in the West.
And honestly, I personally just like it when Arizona's a little on the scrappy side. So if they're not a number one, I'm not going to be too upset about
it. Like, and like I was just talking to Michael Luke on the phone, and he's like, look, like Washington State's good. I tried to warn people on the podcast, the preview podcast. Like, this is a good team. They're the second biggest team in the entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
Second. The biggest is Florida State.
And you know what else they have?
What?
They have grit.
Yes, they're well coached. Jalen Wells is a 6'8 shooting guard who shoots 45% from three. If you wanted disc coaching tonight, I think that was my only issue, is that Arizona was running under screens with Jalen Wells, which was just a not a good decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have a Pac-12 freshman of the year. They have Isaac Jones, who I wanted Arizona to recruit in the offseason. They wound up with Keyshawn, and I didn't complain about that. But Isaac Jones was really good at Idaho last year, too. Like, they have three really, really good players, and then the other dudes know their roles. I would be pissed if Washington State was in my bracket, because that defense they play, if you watch it, and I don't know if your average casual fan knows this, so it starts off as a 2-3 zone, and like halfway down into the shot clock, they switch to man. So you're starting your possession by attacking a zone, and before you know it, they switch to man, and you have to figure that out. On a one-week prep,
that would be really, really freaking hard.
Right? That's a nightmare. Like, this is a very good Washington State team, right? About matchups. Do I think that Washington State is more likely to make a deeper run in the tournament than Arizona? Depends on the matchups. My opinion? Probably not, right? I don't panic about this loss. I look at the bigger picture, which I'm just going to answer the last question. In bigger picture, which I'm answering right now, it doesn't kill Arizona. It makes it difficult for Arizona to win the Pac-12 title. Arizona's going to have to win out, and Washington State's going to have to lose a game after ASU, who's dog shit. They return home, and they only have the LA schools and Washington at home. So there's a very good chance that Washington State...
That'd be the one time you'd kind of want UCLA to
right.
win.
So there's a very good chance Washington State now wins the conference by half a game.
Ugh.
Awesome. That has nothing to do with Arizona's standings.
Whatever, Jason.
Because, again, you look at the... And people go, well, what has Arizona done? Well, look, here's the difference. People, it's not focused on... And again, Washington State is awesome. Don't get me wrong, right? But people want to know, well, what's the issue? Like, why wouldn't Washington State be seeded ahead of Arizona, right? And the reasoning is very simple. At a conference schedule for Washington State, their best win at a conference, Shelby, no exaggeration, their best win was Eastern Washington. I'm sorry, Boise State. Their best win was Boise State, right? They have losses to Santa Clara. So they have a bad loss, too. Santa Clara sucks. So that's why. Like, it's just not... They lost to Cal. That's a bad loss, right? And so you take a look at Arizona, and you go, well, you know, why is Arizona even in a one seed? Watch. Well, they beat Duke, who's good. They beat Michigan State. They beat Wisconsin. They beat Alabama. Like, and so their losses are to Purdue, tournament team, FAU, tournament team, Washington State twice, tournament team. So, you know, it's just that's how it works, and... Bigger picture, tonight sucks. Arizona's going to beat the shit out of Washington.
Oh, I feel bad for Washington.
Right? I'm pretty sure Arizona's going to destroy Washington.
I'm going to be at that game.
You're going to be at that game. Arizona will very likely be favored by 14 or 15 points. They're going to beat Washington. We talk about matchups, right? Washington is not awful. They are not awful. Arizona is a terrible matchup for Washington. It just is. Because Umar is going to... It's a bad matchup, right?
And we're going to have a... preview of that game real quick turnaround by tomorrow.
Yes. So overall, tonight sucks. It's not the end of the world that it feels like, Shelby. Washington State is a good team. Arizona lost. Move on. Washington.
How come you can't just let me wallow for five freaking minutes,
fans that tweeted at me and they're like, why can't we just be sad after loss? Are we ever allowed to be disappointed?
Like,
yeah,
the minute the game is over, Michael Luke is telling everyone not to overreact.
No,
it's like, come on, dude.
It's disappointing. I fully understand the disappointment. I think where Mike and I shared, we were talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend, Michael Lee.
Yeah, is like people take this and what's the word? Extrapolate?
Extrapolate.
Extrapolate, yeah. Like this to the whole season. It's just not how college.
No, it's not.
This isn't college football either. Like college football, you can absolutely
stakes are high.
Like you lose a game, you're screwed. Like season changes dramatically. This loss means it's why we made fun of the bracket show, because the bracket show was done within an hour because the two seeds and the three seeds, like we talk about this and it's like, well, you know, who should be the
well, UConn lost, so
well UConn's a lock to be a one seed,
right? But Houston's but no one's having that conversation seed, right? About UConn, like right. Oh, you're not a number one seed,
but like people are like, okay, so I'm like, okay, so who should replace it? Well Tennessee. What happens if they lose the game? They have A&M, Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina, and Kentucky.
Ooh.
Right? Now, if they win out and you want to tell me they're a one seed, hey, man, I'm all ears.
They earned it.
Right? I'm all ears with that. I totally get it. But they also lost to Texas A&M by 16 points the other night. They also lost to Mississippi State. So, like,
I mean, Arizona lost to Washington State by 3, guys.
And Washington State is a ranked tournament team. And then, like, you know, there's other people that are like, oh, you know, what about North Carolina? North Carolina has lost 2 of their last 4 games. They've lost 3 of their last 6. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Like, and then Baylor's the, like, go down the line. Marquette, sure. If Marquette beats UConn they have another game. Yeah, they play Xavier, Providence, Creighton, UConn, and then Xavier again. If they win out, you want to tell me that they're a one seed? Okay, I'm listening. Really, I am. But what I'm talking about is right now. Right now, if the tournament was chosen tomorrow, Arizona's a one seed. It just is.
Yeah, maybe you should be in the room with these ADs making this decision. They're like, you're so annoying.
And guess what? And if they're a two seed, I'm not losing much sleep over it, man. I'm just not. Because look, they were a two seed last year, too, and they lost to Princeton.
Right. So hopefully really we're going up from here.
I don't care if you're 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. You still have to win your first game.
Yeah. Tommy Lloyd, take notice, sir.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're at. And everything will be hopefully a little better tomorrow because we'll be on our way to Saturday and Arizona winning. At McHale. And
if Arizona loses to Washington, that's a bad loss. You're not going to see me defend shit on that.
And I will say something. I want to give some props to ASU because they came close tonight. And we were kind of watching that game before the Arizona game started. And then we switched to Arizona game. And it's like, oh, man, they're in overtime. Like, they came back from a 25-point deficit. I mean, it's just, if I was an ASU fan, I'd be super frustrated tonight because they keep getting to the precipice of almost winning and, like, you know, showing that they've got it. And then they like, whatever, the other team overcomes them. But I know that might sound a little blasphemous, but you guys know how I feel more about UCLA, so I feel okay. And we do like Bobby. So, you know, sorry, Hot Bobby. That's what Eric and I decided to start calling Bobby Hurley, is Hot Bobby. That you guys didn't win tonight. And, you know, go to bed. I do want to point out that the beginning of this podcast, Jason's energy was very low. His knee is hurting because he did have a cortisone shot in his knee today for the first time. And he's tired and he's slightly annoyed with me because it took 3 or 4 tries for us to do the podcast. And then he starts talking about bracketology and he just like starts shining. So if you ever want to have a shiny conversation with Jason, just start talking about bracketology and he will literally turn into a different person. And on that note, senior expert of the world, we are going to say goodnight with our usual, no matter where you are or what you do, or no matter how frustrated you are, you know, because Arizona lost again to Washington State by 3 points, you can always bear down.
Shelby, you had Erica Day over tonight. Was she able to match your energy?
I think I might have shocked her a couple of times with my outbursts, and then we kind of got into it. So we might be, you know, frustrated, exhilarating Arizona fans together forever now.
Shout out Erica. Follow her on Twitter.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.